While COVID case numbers in Sydney appear to be steadying, there are pockets where infections are still rising, and that includes inner city suburbs like Redfern, Glebe and Waterloo. They have high populations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander residents, a group that was supposed to have been at the top of the vaccination priority list. As Alexia Atwood reports, there's now a scramble to improve vaccination rates.
Wiradjuri woman Yvonne Weldon is feeling COVID creep through her city, her suburb and her family.
I've got a young niece that has contracted COVID, and her baby that's not quite one yet has also got COVID.
Yvonne Weldon has spent a lot of her life in Redfern, a densely populated suburb near the CBD. It has large public housing estates with a large Indigenous community. She's the first Indigenous candidate for the Mayor of Sydney, and she knows her city intimately and says, sadly, she could see this coming.
Oh, look, I wasn't surprised, particularly in Redfern, where I have been aware that there has been not COVID-safe practices, and particularly, you know, from First Nations people.
Yvonne Weldon says the mixture of misinformation and a failure to properly target these communities is proving to be a dangerous combination.
Oh, look, I think that the messaging hasn't been clear from day one.
Activists say the dangers of COVID-19 just aren't getting through. Nathan Moran is at Biripi Thungutigari and the CEO of the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council. He says up until now, there weren't enough culturally appropriate ways of delivering health messages.
We've got a bit of trauma that's based on evidence when it comes to interacting with government or authority. So that sort of starts us off behind the ball.
Now new vaccination and testing clinics have been set up in Redfern and Glebe, and they will help. But Nathan Moran believes the community should have been consulted earlier.
There is no strategic plan across the state taking place to include the Aboriginal Land Council network with the Aboriginal Medical Services under their state body known as the Aboriginal Health Medical Research Council. That's a real identified blemish and sadness for us all that it's not effective to not be able to coordinate the appropriate bodies and to work with us. Seems a bit sad. We're doing spot fire responses, I'd suggest.
Health experts say the situation in inner city Sydney is replicated across Australia, where 1 in 8 Aboriginal people live in overcrowded housing. Jason Agostino is the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation's medical advisor.
We're up to 1,700 cases in the New South Wales outbreak so far amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and only 4 of those cases were people that were fully vaccinated.
It's a huge problem in a pandemic with a virus that's spreading amongst households.
Aside from high vaccination rates, the thing is that everyone that is a case needs to be offered safe housing to isolate in.
The New South Wales Department of Health has been contacted for comment.
Alexia Atwood reporting.